המסין הכיריים ודובה שציפו לי במשקה שפנו מושי דיפט into liquid. The title said actually it's going to be down for fruit. The title was a mistake. And the Gemara it says, "Hanoi for the other the peiris, somebody washes his hands for fruit. Hareza migatei haruach. He is considered a balgaiva. He is considered over machme. Washing for fruit is definitely not a halacha or a chumra. A mistake left the title being said like that. The emet the title should have been Nitzilas Yadayim for dipping. Dovah shetibulei b'mashke. Somebody which one dips into liquid. There is halacha Nitzilas Yadayim, which one finds nowadays." Many people don't know about, never heard about it. In fact, we're mechanach our children, we're not normally mechanach. Everyone knows the tzilas yadayim for bread, but very few people are mechanach and the tzilas yadayim for tibulo b'mashka, for dipping into liquid. If one looks in Shulchan Aruch, Siman Kuf Nun Chet, in Hilchos the tzilas yadayim, Yid Gimel, days after the halacha of the tzilas yadayim for bread, brings the Shulchan Aruch halacha that one has to wash the tzilas yadayim also for dipping food into one of the seven mashkin. We're going to speak about the reasons and see why it might be negay nowadays or might not be negay nowadays. I'll just read out the Shulchan Aruch. It's actually Sif Dalet. Im oichel dova she tibuloi be'echad mishiva mashkin. If somebody eats something that has been dipped into one of the seven liquids, because I'll call with the code of Yad Shochat Dam, Yayin, wine, or davash, honey, shemen, olive oil, cholov, milk, tal, dew, dam, blood, dam is anywhere else, that could be dam of fish, or mogavon discussed it, or mayim, or water, any of those seven liquids, one dips something into it, but in this nugget, and the food hasn't been dried, the food is still wet. Va'afilu ein yod of noigit v'mokim ha'mashka. Even though one's hand is not touching the place of the liquid, one hand is just touching the biscuits you dipped in your tea, and the bottom half of the biscuit is wet, and the top half of the biscuit is dry, your hands are not touching the liquid. Sorich netila beloy brocha. It needs netilas yadayim without the brocha. I'll give it to Gepatkin from a chaba. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. So we're going to discuss this halacha, and we'll see the various kulas, all the various chumras, whether one should or shouldn't wash netilas yadayim in mashka. Ultimately, if I'm not passing anything, I'm just bringing you down the various marim makomos, and everyone can see for themselves. To be makdim, first of all, we have to speak about the whole din of Netumas Yadayim, Tevilas Netinas Yadayim, even for bread. Why does Chazal make a takon of Netinas Yadayim for bread? It's not just a Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Yudalad is a Gemara in Shabbos. HaYadayim, one of the Gezeiras HaChachomim made, were Yadayim or Tuma. Now, the Emes Midirayis, it's impossible to have a Tuma just on one's hand. Midirayis, if you're Tuma, you touch something with your hands, your whole body becomes Tuma. No such thing as a Tuma HaChatorim, half Tuma just in your hand. Now the Rabbanan made the Gezeira as Yadayim become Tumah. Why did the Rabbanan make the Gezeira? The Rabbanan made the Gezeira, the Emes, nothing to do with Tumah, started off because when one eats Truma with one's hand, and the Gemara says Yadayim askoniyatei, your hands are busy, they touch various places of your body, they can scratch, they can touch places of sweat, or various places of dirt, and they can become a tsunofish, they can become dirty. Later when one touches with one's hand, one's dirty hand Truma, it's a bizoyan for Truma. It's a scorn for Truma. It's a bizoyan. As negate and schmutzig hand, you go with dirty hands and you eat Truma. Memeila, machazal masakin gevein. They knew if they just say the hands are dirty, somebody wouldn't be so machbit. Cleanliness, maybe one wouldn't. Tuma, everybody would machmazan. Memeila, they made it special. They made the rabbonim dika Tuma on the Yadayim. They made the din Tuma on the Yadayim. And therefore, when Chazal said, if you want to go along and eat Truma, and you've got dirty hands, you've scratched yourself, and you want a bit of kiss, you've done something else, man is mechuyev to wash your hands before you eat Truma. Chazal also said, even if one is not definite, one touched the place in the body where one's sweaty or one's dirty, but generally your daim must come with the same. That's an extension of this din. Your stum, your daim, generally your daim, generally people scratch without realizing, they scratch their hair without realizing, they touch other places without realizing. And therefore, even though one is not definite that one's touched a place in the body, but the stum, your daim must come with, and generally one can take on one's hands or taka dirty, and everyone comes to eat Truma and has to go along and wash his hands takonah mechazal. Even though Truma is normally taken away with tevila b'mikvah, normally the Tumah should be tabled in the mikvah, but here the chazal made the takonah of the tevilas yadayim, and tevila helps mikol shekin. I've had it on the table of hands, mikol shekin works. Now the tevila on the whole body works, the Tumah the reiter, I've had the tevila works on the yadayim. That's the abdomen of the tamim of chazal made the Tumah the yadayim. That's all regarding truma. How about washing your hands for bread? We don't eat truma nowadays. We're all tummy. We don't eat truma. To eat truma has to be tired. In the Gemara says in Chulin, the Gemara in Chulin dot kovov, kufov, Omer Rav Idi ba'ovin, the Gemara Idi ba'ovin says mishum srach truma. Two times the Gemara says mishum srach truma. Rashi is mazber. Rashi explains that because one should get himself used to the idea of washing one's hands. Although you might come to eat truma, and we have to point out truma is not eaten by everybody. Truma is only eaten by kohanim. But nevertheless, in order a kohen should get used to the idea of washing his hands for truma, Chazal said, "Wash your hands for chulin. Wash your hands for everything." And then, when it comes to truma, you end up washing your hand as well. And you throw also to get used to it. You throw a lot of kohen. It's a very far-fetched gezeira. And nowadays, with man shein beis hamikdash kayam. But the Mishnah Berurah today, when the Beit Hamikdash gets built, we should remember that there's a de'alocha. It's a very, very far-fetched halacha, but it's a takona mechazal. It's not a chumen, it's a din with the Rabbonon. A very far-fetched, he's very far. And the Rabbonon made it very, very far. And they said, nowadays, because of Beit Hamikdash time, the Yisrael in case of the Kohen. A Kohen chulin in case of Truma. Allah says, right, so far, in order to remember the halacha, to keep one's hands clean when one eats Truma, there shouldn't be a bizoyin for Truma. That's the Talmud of it. I think there's more one reason. That's the reason. So now has to make the tilis yadorim. Then the Gemara carries on, and the Gemara says, "Va'oid," and a further reason is the Gemara in Chulin, "Mishum mitzvah." One reason, "Mishum srach truma," and a second reason, "Mishum mitzvah." Read the Gemara, "My mitzvah." What's the mitzvah? We just said there was another reason. We just said the reason is exager because of truma, because in case you don't touch it on hand, why did it become a mishum mitzvah? There's the Gemara mitzvah lishmoya divrei chachomim. Secondly, you've got mitzvah to listen to divrei chachomim. Rashi explains that the second reason and the first reason are really interlinked for the same reason. You've got to hear to listen to chachomim mishum srach truma. So therefore, automatically, you have another mitzvah to listen to chachomim, but not really another reason. This is an extension of the first reason. The first reason is exeirim mishum srach truma. Va'oid mishum mitzvah of Rashi, and the Baal chachomim wanted you to be geizah because of truma. Is va'oid mishum mitzvah, there's a mitzvah to listen to chachomim. Now that chachomim said this, when one washes one's hand, one has saved himself from a gezeira of truma, one also is makayim a mitzvah lishmoya divrei chachomim. Tosfos says a different pshat there, we'll get back to that soon. Tosfos says pshat va'oid mishum mitzvah, that Tosfos the inyan of kedusha and nekiyas. Besides the reason of srach truma, there's an inyan to wash one's hand before one eats bread, mishum kedusha or nekiyas. As if the Kedusha means sanctity, holiness, when the key is in cleanliness, one all knows the brass of a Pinchas Ben Yoy, various stages, when one reaches Ruach HaKodesh, and the key is maybe the day Kedusha. Cleanliness brings a person to Kedusha. It's one of the mandrigas that bring a person to Kedusha, but oid mishum nekiyas. It's tied to two reasons, Shach Truma, plus nekiyas, cleanliness, which brings a person to Kedusha. So there we have the two reasons of Matilat Yudayim Mechulim. Rashi seems to say it's one big reason. And twice it seems there were two reasons, Srach Truma, Va'oid Mishum. Srach Truma means come up to Truma, Va'oid Mishum Kedusha Nekiyas. Those are the reasons of the Tirat Yadayim, brought down in the Gemara in Chulin, based on the Gemara in Shabbos, the Sam Yadayim, asked God the Yotei. Just in this way, time. And now we have to work out a few things also before we go back there. So it comes out now that one has to wash one's hands for Chulin instead of Truma. Now, the Chayla, why does one wash one's hands only for bread? Truma, we all know, applies to any produce. Truma one takes from fruits, midrashta from dogon, tirosh v'yitza, midrashta truma from grain, oil, grape or grapes, oil, olives and grapes, and wine, midrabonon from other fruits. So why was the dafka takon of the tirosh v'yitza? If the whole reason is because of truma, then why was the whole reason only said by bread? The reason should have been said by all fruits. One eats a bunch of grapes. In case you might eat the truma grapes, one should have to make the tzidish yadayim for fruit as well. Is this kasher Rabbeinu Yonah asks? This kasher Rabbeinu Yonah asks the Hamidah Rabbeinu Yonah in Brachos, Nachman Gimel on the base, the end of Brachos, Peyuk Ches the Brachos, the last bit of the eighth Peyuk of Brachos. The Hamidah Rabbeinu Yonah asks this kasher, why in the tzidish yadayim was only said for bread and not for fruit? And basically they say like this. They say that the emes, first of all other fruits and vegetables are only truma derabonon. There's no truma derayta. So all other fruits and vegetables, we didn't go so far. Let's see how far it is. Anyway, to go so far and make a gezeira because of things which only be truma mizrabonim, which with the rice are not really truma, we don't have to go so far with other fruits and vegetables. Ma'ashein came by grain, dogon, tirosh and yitzva, which is the rice. So with grain, we make the takana. The grain is the bread. We make a takana with bread. How about tirosh and yitzva, oil and wine? Says the Rebbeinu Yonah, they say in the name of Rebbeinu Yonah, that oil and wine, truma is taken after it's in the oil form, after it's in the wine form. I don't take truma when it's in the grape form, I take truma when it's gomel, when it's completely finished. And we take truma when it's made into wine already, when it's made into oil already. Now nobody eats wine with their fingers, and nobody eats oil with their fingers. Oil and wine are always eaten with the king. It's not nechaz beyad. Therefore, out of the three trumas deraita, dogon, tirish, and yitzah, dogon is eaten with one hand, whereas tirish and yitzah would generally, as when truma would be there, it would generally be eaten in a cave. Therefore, with truma there was no gezeira, even if your hands are tomer, you're eating tirish and yitzah, one wouldn't make the tirish for yitzah tomer. One wouldn't be matama the tirish for yitzah. Therefore, there's no need to make a gezeira on tirish yudayim by tirish and yitzah, only by bread. And the rare occasion one would eat fruit, it's a rare occasion by truma, and therefore, there weren't goiza, milta delo shechicha, something that's not common, there weren't goiza. So it's black, there's only a gezeira with bread. They went even further than that, and they only made the gezeira with bread, whereas with cake or other things, there's no gezeira on the tirish yudayim, even though cake is eaten with one hand. And also, there's a machleik, shulchan aruch harav, on the gong. The reason, not the machleik, pasha, the same thing. The reason why, because also it's a fairly uncommon regarding bread. Our kaponim, what comes up from here is, the emes of hakon is mishum tzirach truma. They only made it with bread, because bread is a common thing of truma to eat with one hand. Other fruit, there's no halachah. That's the reason of the tirish yudayim for bread. The Vilna Gaon brings via Hagro and Shulchan Aruch. He brings the Gemara at the end of 8th Perek of Brachos. The Gemara says in Asmachta, "His kadosh them, the yidem kadoshim, ki kadosh ani Hashem alekechem." A prophet. The Gemara, "His kadosh them, elu ma'im rishonim." You can kadosh yourself, sanctify yourself with ma'im rishonim. The yidem kadoshim, zu ma'im achronim, ki kadosh. It's shemen orev, a special type of oil they used to have to wash their hands with, to balm their hands with. Ani Hashem aleikechem zu bracha, that benching. So you go through the order of the meal, we see kedusha is tied up in the tefillah tzedayim. You see very similar to Tosfos, that the mitzvah is, mitzvah kedusha, mekiyas, mitzvah kedusha, kedusha, mekiyas, to wash your hands. What is it in Vilna Gaon? Mekiyas, maybe the day kedusha. That's all regarding the tirish yadayim for bread, but we need to know these halachas regarding the tirish yadayim shetibulei b'mashke. Now, knowing all this, what's the reason of the tirish yadayim for a dovah shetibulei b'mashke? What's the time? On this, there's three shittas, which can be brought into four shittas. There's three main shittas, and one can split into two. We'll go with the first shitta, shittas Rashi. That's the first shitta, shittas Rashi. Rashi said, there's a chumrah with mashkim over other fruits. Now, we just explained other fruits is nothing to worry about. So if you take an apple, or you take an orange, it could be an apple of truma, we're not worried about it. Whereas when it comes to you dip the same apple into honey on a Shoshana Banais, you do it before washing, almost have to wash one's hands after the Dina de Gomorrah, or if one takes another fruit, and takes his biscuit and dumps it into tea, or whatever the case is, he takes something, he does a dovash to put it in a mashka, he has to go along and wash his hands. It's not medoinus. Matamoisi is a peiris. Peiris, we just said, migaste heruach. Look the Rashi, and this pshat also brought down in the same Rebbeinu Yonah and Brachos, that tumah of a dovah shetibulei b'mashke is a stricter darga of tumah. It's a higher level of tumah. Why is that so? Chazal made a tumah of the yodayim, as we spoke about before. The tumah of yodayim is a tumah which is only going to be matama truma. They didn't care about anything else. They made it in order to keep truma holy. Or to keep truma eaten with clean hands. So they gave you a tuma if you eat with the hands you touch the place where you couldn't touch, your hands become tuma and the truma will become tuma. To stop a person eating truma with dirty hands. Now that's the level of sheini the tuma. Anything which matama truma is a level of sheini the tuma. A dog, if you touch liquid with a sheini the tuma, liquid has a meridika chilek and hilchot tuma, liquid always becomes a rishon the tuma. That's the halacha. Liquid doesn't go down. Normally, a rishon atumah touches something, it goes down a degree. A sheni atumah touches the next thing, it goes down a degree. Everything goes down in a degree, Besides one thing, mashkin. It's a gemara in Shabbos as well. The gemara in Shabbos also that fidalah dama beis. The gemara of the gezeiros. One of the gezeiros of tuma is no time to get into it now. One of the gezeiros of tuma is mashkin always becomes a rishon. Even if mashkin liquid touch a sheni, the mashkin becomes a rishon. Like that, not you know the kol haparis is a tuma. Matama mashkin liyos techela. There's a cloud. Anything that's the level of tuma that will pass through tuma, even though it's only a sheni, can make a mashkin go back to rishon. So this dova shetibuli b'mashka. If one dips his hand in liquid, and one would touch the liquid by mistake, or one could come to touch the liquid, the Gemara says even if one actually doesn't touch, but one could come to touch. If one touches the liquid with one's hand, stam yodayim, normal hand, knowing the halacha stam yodayim or a sheini l'toma, becomes tovi, normal hand. If one touches the mashka becomes irishan. So we're talking about here strict the degree of toma the normal. If one touches a piece of bread with one's tuma hand, the piece of bread becomes a shlishi. I was only tuma for tuma. The chulim goes the otu. The whole level of tuma which would come out, even if it would be tuma, would only be a level of shlishi the tuma, which is a lower level of tuma. Therefore, the lower level of tuma, says the Rabbi Eliyahu, we weren't goyza so much. We were goyza on bread, we were goyza on otu tuma, but we weren't goyza on fruits. And we weren't going on other things, on wine, on liquid. We only go on wine drinking in a cup, but we weren't going on other foods, only on bread, because it's a lower level of tumah. But if we were dealing with the tumah of mashka, tumah of dovah shikibuli b'mashka, that's already a stricter tumah. Because when one touches the liquid becomes erishin. With a level, a higher level of tumah, says Rabbi Eliyahu, you know, with a higher level of tumah, one is machmeh even with fruits and other things as well. Shtikla chiddush, although Rabbi Eliyahu, you can look it up Rabbi Eliyahu yourself. Ben Yoni says clearly in Brochah there, it's brought in Beit Yosef, Siman Kuf and Ches as well. Ben Yoni says a higher level of Tumah, you'll go use it even with other fruits. So therefore, not only bread, anything to put in the mashka. You dip your apples, you dip your fruit. Very, very negeh, alach alamasa, brought down, which is very common, even if one doesn't dip. One washes one fruit. If one takes the fruit and washes it, it's a dovash to put in the mashka. You re-washed it with water. The fruit becomes a dovash to put in the mashka, and one has to wash one's hand. If one holds dovash to put in the mashka, you're chayav.
What?
Carpus and Zedna. Here we're going to come to that. Carpus and Zedna. Carpus and Zedna is the opposite of the mashka. That's it. That's once a year. So wash one food every day. That's when I come on top. And that's the opposite of the mashka. That's according to Rabbi Yehuda. A second time it brought down in Tosis and Pesachim that Kuf Tez Vov, which Tosis discusses the mitzvah of dipping Zedna Manak, the carpus and salt water, the Moriah Macharei says, when there's also a lot of Urchat, one washes one's hand, and a lot of washing one's hand comes from this din, Abdovash if you put it in a mask, it's fine, it's not as you know. If there is Tosis that says, what's the reason? Why does Dovash if you put it in a mask, it's fine, it's not as you know? So Tosis is a complete new time. Nothing to do with the fact that Dovash if you put it in a mask is a thing gazelle because of trauma. Nothing to do with that. So Tosis says, yes, when one touches a Dovash if you put it in a mask, one may make it Tommy. And if one makes it Tommy, because remember, normally if one touches bread, chulin bread with your hands, that bread will never become tummy, because even if your hands have a din of sheini l'tuma, sheini l'tuma only makes truma tummy, it doesn't make chulin tummy. So normally your chulin dika bread, I'm eating that the bread won't become tummy, just a gezeil, in case I'm eating truma bread, then the truma bread will become tummy. But chulin bread never becomes tummy. Whereas if dava shetibule b'mashka, that actual thing that you're eating will become tummy. You touch it with a sheini, the liquid on it becomes a rishon, the water then goes and matamas a thing on it together with the liquid. You touch your wet apple, the water becomes a erishin, and your hand is sheini. Touches water, the water goes back to be erishin. Touches the apple, which goes back to be a sheini can be bacholim. There's an idea, there's a mutzig of sheini the tumah bacholim, and you're eating a dava tomei. When one eats a dava tomei, there's another gezeira midirabonon, the goof becomes tomei. So Tosfos learns, therefore, even in a normal thing of cholim, when you're eating a dava shetibule b'mashka, you become tomei. It's all midirabonon, because you don't become tomei from eating something. It's not tumah, it's a tumah beit avliya. About kavonim, when you're eating a dava shetibuli b'mashka, what happens is the water becomes tumah, the apple becomes tumah. You eat the apple, you become tumah. So what's wrong with becoming tumah? What's the shlech with becoming tumah? What's the chesam with becoming tumah? Tosfos seems to learn. So the Prima Godin brings down Tosfos. It's possible an eitzah toiva k'mashkan. Chazal gave us an eitzah. You don't want to become tumah. Therefore, wash your hands. Therefore, says Tosfos, even with mancha beit mikdash kayim, there's no gezeig mishum strach truma mishum mitzvah. That parasha on the Tzidisham doesn't apply here, says Tosfos. That's the parasha of Negeir to Truma. Here's a new din in Gansin. Fruits, as we said before, there's no din of a Gezeira Mishum Truma. What's the Gezeira here? The Gezeira is that the fruit becomes Tomei, and you're eating a davar tame, in order to safeguard yourself from eating a davar tame, one should go and wash one hand. And we find, we make chazal or a makbid not to become tumma, even though there's no issue to become tumma. You have to worry about it. We find even halachas in Aseret Mei Tshuva, there was a chassidim and shemasa, that when they gave their child themselves doing Aseret Mei Tshuva, never to become tumma. To become tumma, just can't show you that. Made a chazal give an idea to wash one hand. Says Tosfos, according to this reason, there's no bracha. Because there's no mitzvah, it's an eitzah. It's a good advice, there's no bracha. Yeah.
I might just see the question, but if you wash and you eat something which is tumma, after you've washed, it's still tumma. Why aren't you tumma?
I mean, if you've touched it,
if you washed, then you're touching it afterwards, it's tumma. It doesn't help that you washed. I mean,
no, if you washed, your hands are tumma.
They're tumma, but now you're touching something tumma.
Why are you touching it? Why are you touching it? If you washed it before, you mean you're dirty wet, you touched it before you washed your hands.
Yeah.
What's helped it? What the hell? You've touched it already. The only way the gazelle of Shah Sahili, when it comes close, the whole reason is because of to stop you becoming tumma. Be careful when it comes close. You can name it. What's the reason? You shouldn't touch it by going to tumma. Okay, be careful. That's the reason. Yeah. Now, this isn't close. Close says, therefore, there's no bracha. There's no bracha on such a thing. There's no bracha. There's only eight of the tumma. It's not Takana Kedusha and the Kiyas, there's no bracha. That's the Maramah Rothenberg Paskin, and the Maramah Rothenberg in the Tufa and Gimel on Seder night says you don't make a bracha on Urchat, and that's our minute, we don't make a bracha on Urchat, because even the Rashi would say it's a proper din of Tiras Yadayim, because of the Gezei Rishon Tzirom, it falls into the same category as bread, whereas Tosfos learned there's a complete new halach on the Tiras Yadayim here, which is an Eitzah, and there's no din of making a bracha. A third shita is Rabbeinu Yeruchim Shita, brought down in Bis Yosef. Rabbeinu Yeruchim learns it's a poshet halach of cleanliness. When one's hands are wet, it's liable to get more dirty. One eats fruit with dry hands, says Rabbeinu Yeruchim, the fruit doesn't get dirty. One's hands are wet, the fruit gets dirty. One has wet hands, causes sticky things, marks, things like that. It gets the fruit dirty. And therefore, when one's hands are wet, one should wash one's hands. Also without the bracha, because it's only Mishum Nikir. So we've got two shits without the bracha, and Yashi's shita and Rabbeinu Yoina's shita with the bracha. Third place, this is Amayam Rothenberg a stage further, because nowadays we're all Tomer anyway, and nobody's matzah to eat Chulin Batara, therefore there's not even an Eitzah, and one can manage without washing one's hands with Tibbulei B'mashke. That's the taste of the shit. So we've got three reasons why Dabar Shei Tibbulei B'mashke needs a Tiras Yadayim. Yashi says, Prop Halacha Tzrach Truma. Tosva says, an Eitzah Tova, and Rabbeinu Yeruchim learns of cleanliness. According to Rabbeinu Yeruchim, it would apply nowadays, but without the bracha. According to Tosva, it doesn't apply nowadays. Kuntin Rashi definitely applies nowadays with a bracha. I can't go into it too long. I want to give it further. But there's on the Gaon Paskins, the Ika, the Shulchan Aruch, and Bia Agro. There's on the Gaon Paskins completely like most of the Rishonim, the Merib Rishonim, all the Rishonim besides Tosfos, and the Geonim, all hold that nowadays the Din Dovah Shetibuli B'mashka applies. And the Gaon wants to say, even with a bracha. One should make the tzitzis. I never heard of one making with a bracha. But if on the gong passes in with a bracha, it's brought down in Mishnah Berurah. And Mishnah brings down the shein of on the gong. One should wash one time, double the good of Mashka with a bracha. On a chasul chan right, one can definitely not make a bracha. He says something which most of the world doesn't even do. One can't make a bracha on such a thing. And what they pass in the on the gong? The Morgan Avraham says, you look at the minhag ha'olam. The minhag ha'olam is not to wash. The chein amad davar. That's the lashon of the Morgan Avraham used. That's the way the world feeds it. That's the way the minhag ha'olam is. And therefore, Kenira, the world, Nemtachon, Azevi, the Maram, and Rothenberg, and the Tosfos, and nowadays the whole halacha doesn't apply. And you've got the Mishnah Berurah, which is the Mishnah Berurah Paskins, that one should try longer make a bracha on Dovah Shetibulei B'mashka. Not bracha, you should try and wash at least the Dovah Shetibulei B'mashka. But it's not always in that pole, kulas in them, there's a few kulas, even if I want to be machma on Dovah Shetibulei B'mashka. If I need for the fork, I mean, most things you eat on Dovah Shetibulei B'mashka. If you eat anything in gravy, which we've got water in, a davar shetibulei b'mashka. Any meal, you have a bit of juice there on the plate, it could be a davar shetibulei b'mashka. And when he's with a fork, the pot can say, since with a fork one can't come to touch it with one's hand, one can be makel. So if there's only one kula, which takes away a lot of the problem. Another kula is, even if one washes one fruit, if one dries it straight away, it's your problem still arises, but if you dry it straight away, you're not eating it when it's wet, there's no takona of the tiras yadayim, therefore there's no din of davar shetibulei b'mashka. So you've got a few kulas, but it becomes quite a rare case. I wanted to bring down a few things, a few points that he brushed it in Beheitin Yedua, as Dinat Tiras Yadayim. It says in Machaber, as it's a tkula for Ashiris in Tiris Yadayim. Shteidach, Anor, Moshe, Yoda, he filled, he washed his hand with a lot of water, and he got him in a Shemaim, the Gemara says, Malay Birkasa, he got him, Malay, Shepa Brochot. In Tiris Yadayim is a tkula for Ashiris. Interestingly, in the Ehetiv, it says, that when it's Machmas, when it's Tiris Yadayim, the Gavash is a Buddha Bamashka, it's not only for bread, he also zeichet the tkula of Matiris Yadayim. He also zeichet the tkula of Matiris Yadayim, the tkula of Ashiris. And Shlomo Kluger brings down in Hilchos Netilas Yadayim as the Al Netilas Yadayim, the Welt says is Rosh Hashanah, Al Netilas Yadayim, Al Netilas Yadayim is Oni. And therefore, if one doesn't wash one's hands properly, the Gemara says, maybe the day Anias, just like when washing one's hands properly, there's a school of Ashiras. The Gemara says, not just the other way around, you don't just get the school of Ashiras, there's a Chas HaShalom, the Kalala of Nidri and Anias, there's a Kalala of being an Oni. That's what he brings down Hashem Nevel, but the Rosh HaTevis of Al Netilas Yadayim is Oni. So the Shlomo Kluger punkt paket, he says, he wants to say punkt paket of Shat. He says, steht doch in Posuk, aber es manche Beis HaMikdash Shoye Kaim, and the Beis HaMikdash Shoye Yaun, Korbon is Ma Machapa. A Korbon is Machapa. Aber es manche Ein Beis HaMikdash Kaim, Shulchon is Shoye Oda Machapa, the table of a man is Machapa. Chotchik Rashi says, Shulchon is Shoye Oda Machapa, it's not like many people say, but Rashi says it means Hachnof Sorechem. Think down Orchim on the table, you have Orchim sitting on the table, that's like in his bear. This is a gashi, that's Poshup Shat. The belt that did up Shat, Shulchanah Shad Machapa, when he eats properly with the right kavonus, as in the Shem Kluger, is Shulchanah Shad Machapa, the Shulchan of a tail of a person can be Machapa. So there are those. As the other Shulchan of a person can be Machapa. That's all he says with a person who eats with the right kavonus, when he goes to a meal and eats the meal with the rest of the kavonus, the Shem Shammai, as if a person is Shulchanah Shad Machapa, the Chachodei Eyu. Other speaking of goes to Yehudim with every mach, or whatever they ate, they took the great Zach and they love Mr. Yehudim, they made big Yehudim with a mach. Other posh dementia goes and eats because he's hungry, his option is to eat like a behemoth. He's not any kavonas. How can he get the school of Shulchanesh and other machapa? So the same Kruger, as the pshat is, as there's a musik of korban oni, a poor man's korban, a poor man who doesn't have the big money to bring a big korban, he brings an asiris or ace, he brings a very small korban. And it's machafah the Rebbeinu Shem says even more chosher to me than a korban oisha. Nefesh ki zakev mincha, like he's makiv nafshay. So if a person who has a poor man badaf and he does netilas yadayim, he's an oni al netilas yadayim, that can bring about the netilas yadayim. Every sudah which he does netilas yadayim, that can bring about the tikkun for the machal he's eating. That brings it spiritually, that lifts the food he's eating. He's doing a mitzvah with his food. He's bringing ruchnis to his table, and that way the oni taket, the al netilas yadayim, can be the musik of a korban oni. That could be even more machapa than a proper korban. He finished up with a pasuk. Erechat b'nikoyim kapi va'asoyvavoy es mizbachas on Hashem. I'll wash b'nikoyim my hands va'asoyvavoy I'll surround with mizbach Hashem. He was another text. So he says, Erechat b'nikoyim kapi. If you want to be masoyvavoy, you want to bring about the mizbeach Hashem. If you want to bring the mizbeach on your table, is the way is erechat b'nikoyim kapi. Bring the shet hashach, the hand to get saved. The 9 days, any of the tiris yadayim, is the Inyan Sefaket. We see the whole Gezeir and Mishum, Beis HaMikdash, the whole Gezeir, how far it goes to remember the Beis HaMikdash, and how quickly it might be built, so you have to make all these Gezeiris. And with that Shani, Erech has been a Kohen Kappa, but it's just the Mitzvah Tzidat Yadoyim, but I'll say for it, Mitzvah Chacha, Hashem, Bim Heir, Yomein, Omein. Yes, I take it.